the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Act of Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
Hi there, it's Frank, and chatting today with Dr. Michael Rutledge, who is a community officer. What would your exact title be, doctor?
I'm a public health physician by training, also a family physician by training, and currently I'm a medical advisor with the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities.
We're talking about social prescribing. Now, when I hear the term prescribing, I think of a doctor writing out a prescription for a patient. Is social prescribing a form of medicine?
It is a form of medicine, and that image you gave about what prescribing means is exactly part of the reason why it's in the name. Social prescribing is an international initiative. The idea is to build connections between the primary care and larger healthcare systems and community resources we have, with the goal of maximizing health and wellness for older adults. And it really comes out of the idea that when you look at the healthcare system, which really is more of an acute illness care system, I mean, it's evolved from us trying to deal with what the major causes of death and disability were in the past. And we've gotten very good at managing those, you know, in terms of things like heart attacks or infections or surgeries. Over time, we've had incredible improvements in life expectancy, and by and large, people are living healthier lives. But with that, we've also seen a large increase in chronic diseases, people that have conditions that last for decades at a time, and people are living to be older. So we're having lots more older adults who are dealing with various kinds of health challenges. And because of that, we recognize now that we have to change the way we promote and provide services, particularly for older adults, so that we can really maximize health and their lives for them. So social prescribing is an initiative to build on that, to broaden what the healthcare system can do in terms of maximizing health and wellness. The reason to include prescribing is that so both the healthcare system and patients, public, see this as important. Just as important as when people go to their doctor's office and they get a prescription for a medication or a prescription for something else, see, for example, going to see a specialist. We want people to see this referral that goes to a community resource that can help provide supports for people to maximize their health and wellness just as important as everything else that the healthcare system does.
So what kind of training are you guys doing behind the scenes with physicians here in Manitoba? Is there anything special that's being undertaken to recognize the signs of a senior who maybe could benefit from something like this? How is it being implemented?
As part of the social prescribing initiative, we've been meeting with a number of physician groups, and not just physician groups, but nurse practitioners and other people who are in the healthcare system about social prescribing, and they're sold. I mean, they see this in their clinic all the time. They know what to look for. The real challenge is, and I can say this as somebody who worked as a family physician for many years, you recognize this in your patients. But at this point and in the past, there hasn't been a visible and simple mechanism for me as a family physician or anybody else who works in primary care or across the healthcare system to create the bridge and make the referral and get the patient that I'm seeing connected to the services that I know are out there, but I don't really know how to make that connection.
People are funny. If you're a doctor, you're sitting down and you're chatting with one of your patients, a senior, and you say, you know, why don't you try doing this and this and this? A lot of times people will say, yeah, okay, sure. But all of a sudden, if you write a prescription, it becomes official. Do you find that they're taking it a little more seriously now as opposed to just kind of sloughing it off and saying, well, the doctor said I should do this?
You know, I don't know if I would say it more, that they take it more seriously. I think that, you know, everything that a patient hears in interaction with their healthcare provider, they take seriously. What we're really trying to do is we're trying to solve this problem where, as an example, in the past, physicians for a long time have told their patients that they should be more active. Mm-hmm. We all know the benefits of physical activity. I think a lot of people will recognize a scenario where they go in to see their family doctor and the family doctor says, how active are you being? And the patient says, well, not very. I'd like to be more. And the physician says, well, you should be more active. And you sort of leave that encounter both as the physician and as the patient going, okay, I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do next. So the idea is we want to get more specific and give more clear instructions, basically. And so social prescribing is the same idea. You know, in the past, maybe an older adult comes in and I can see that they're struggling in different ways. Like maybe they've lost a spouse recently and they're isolated. There could be a long list of challenges that they're having that I can't really fix with a drug prescription or I can't fix with a new medical test. But there are community resources out there that can really benefit these people. And so in the past, I would have said, well, you should just get plugged into them. Very vague. I wouldn't really know how to do that. When we create a prescription and a referral form, that's something that as a family physician, I recognize. And so that can be put into the electronic or the paper record that I use to chart information for patients. Now I know, okay, there's a referral form that this older adult group MASC, we've been leading the work to develop this referral form for Manitoba, has created. I just go to it. We try to make it quite simple for the providers. Bang, bang, bang. It gets sent off and it gets to where it needs to get to. It gets to the senior resource coordinator who can then contact the patient. So both from a provider perspective as the healthcare provider, and then also as the patient. So the patient now knows, okay, my doctor has sent in a referral and I should be expecting a phone call. And that's the kind of thing I can say to the patient. You know, if you haven't heard in a couple of weeks, you know, let me know. The processes are in place to make those connections versus in the past, they just weren't. And so oftentimes they just wouldn't happen.
Dr. Rutledge, fantastic information. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Look forward to, we're going to carry this over and we're actually going to do part two coming up next week. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on CJNU.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. This is a really important topic. I'm really excited about the possibilities for Manitoba. Manitoba's really been a leader in a lot of this space over the years. And so again, I'm, you know, the idea that we can build better mechanisms to maximize health and wellness and happiness for our older adults in Manitoba is really exciting. So I'm looking forward to the next steps.
Stay active and stay connected with insights and social connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m. the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on social connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.